This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
He's the mastermind behind the entire plot, and he's the one that killed Roderick. Not me. I may have stole the Hope Knife, but he killed him.
A powerful servant of the enemy is questioned.
What do you want to know?
Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? I asked you first.
Come here, a technicality.
But not before the dogs of war are unleashed.
It was just a Pomeranian.
Like, oh, God.
Three beautiful Pomeranians.
And Lorcan failed one of them. Yeah,
they were on their way to a dog show.
Lork's focus turns to his home.
Lork's going to try to keep heading towards his home.
Okay. And still on the lookout for your son.
Yeah.
Will he be too late?
There are five orcs.
Fuck.
The biggest one among them is holding your adopted son by his hair on his knees in front of him.
The adventure continues.
What's going on? It's your old pal Troy doing the intro for this week. We've mentioned this before, but I don't think enough can be said about what huge fans we are of Paizo and the Pathfinder system. And we don't work for them or anything. They're not giving us money to plug them. Although, if anyone at Paizo is listening and wants to hire us to be their official Adventure Path game testers / podcasters, you know where to find us. But seriously, I mean, clearly D&D is the spiritual grandfather to all of this, and there is no Pathfinder without D&D, but we are huge Pathfinder marks. I mean, between the five of us, we're in the middle of five different Pathfinder adventure paths as we speak, and we even created a little NYC Pathfinder Society to play their one-off modules and help bring some of our other friends into the hobby. I'll tell you, Paizo puts out quality content every single month, including two new adventure paths a year, releasing one new book every month, along with multiple minor and major releases with new races, classes, enemies, weapons, spells, you name it. Everyone's favorite badass from last week, the Scald, was actually a hybrid class from their advanced class guide that came out recently. I put a link to it on the Tumblr, too. It's a fantastic book. Introduces 10 new base classes that are like mashups of other base classes. So the Scald was a bard-barbarian mashup. They also have the War Priest, which is like a cleric fighter, and my personal favorite, the Slayer, which is a ranger rogue. Awesome. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They just released a book last month called Occult Adventures, which adds six new, insane occult-based classes, like a psychic, a kineticist, a mesmerist, I think, and shit like that. Just talking about it, I want to roll up a fucking slayer, psychic, bard, triple, multi-class weirdo right when I'm done recording this. I love multiclassing. I wonder if our giant slaying heroes, if they survive the Battle of Blood March Hill, if any of them will multiclass. Very curious. I can remember when I was playing a kid trying to multiclass. It was brutal. You earned like half the experience points for everything you did when you multiclass, so you basically never leveled up. It sucked. Not so with Pathfinder. Now, I'm sure they clean that shit up with D&D 5th edition, though. I would know, though, because I only play Pathfinder. Although Sword Coast Legends, coming soon to all video game systems, uses the D&D 5e rules, it looks pretty amazing, and that's probably the closest I'll ever come to ever playing D&D again. Until then, it's Pathfinder all the way. Be sure to visit Paizo.com, P-A-I-Z-O.com, and spend all of your hard-earned money on escaping the awfulness of this world through the magic of fantasy. In the meantime, the battle rages on in episode 16, The Killing Choke Part 2, Joker's Wild.
Here you stand, atop of this crenellated tower.
Keep going back to the crenellated.
Looking out at the devastation below you, in the distance, near the Hope Spring. Lots of orcs.
Lots of.
Just causing a ruckus.
So poetic.
And another waves and waves of orcs seeming to charge towards the main gates.
And another waves?
Of Inner Trunau. So many waves.
Does she sound like a little bit like Dr. Ruth to you all?
In the distance, a giant hurling boulders at the facade. You stand over the body of a orc scald as his drum has made its last beat. What do you do?
I take his drum and start beating on it.
You all start.
Just to contradict what you just said. No, we do. We should search the body. We should.
Yeah, we'll search. Search the
bodies. All these bodies.
Searching the bodies. Okay. You want who's searching what?
23 on the skull.
Okay. You find I'm just going to read what they are. You find a potion of cure moderate wounds.
Uh-huh.
That'll come in handy. And you find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scrolls.
Ooh.
And also a wand of cure light wounds.
Yes. Oh, Christ.
Yes.
In addition, you find a masterwork chainmail.
Ooh.
Masterwork light steel shield. Masterwork battle axe. And war drums.
Nice, that's a good haul.
And an antitoxin. Never know when you need that.
Can I spellcraft the scrolls?
Yeah. I'm not going to say roll for each one. Just give me a good roll.
Natty, 20.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to tell you what they all are.
I've seen these scrolls.
That's a 28.
Before.
So you get a scroll of cause fear, a scroll of charm person, a scroll of grease.
I like that.
A scroll of remove fear. And a scroll of Summon Monster 1.
Mm-hmm. So I think Remove Fear and Summon Monster 1 is Galabras.
I can also summon monsters.
Or Gormley. But you also need to be evil-eyeing, I think.
So if they are... Remind me how scrolls work, I'm sorry. So if I can cast them, I can perform a procedure to learn them. Or just use them.
Yes, you can. If it's within the wizard or the witch spell list, you can infuse it into your familiar and learn it permanently. If it's in the witch spell list, yes. If it's not in the witch spell list, then you can't do anything with it. You got to give it to the class that can. Which reminds me, if we're going to go out and fight this giant, I should probably read that scroll of bark skin.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I just don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Curious.
So I'll take the summon monster and remove fear scrolls. Is Great. That okay?
Okay. What about...
How many charges does the wand have?
The wand has 20... of cure light wounds?
Yeah.
24.
Oh, well, fuck yes. That's fucking awesome.
Wow.
That keeps it going. We can keep it going.
See? They're not out to get you. They're mostly out of kitchen.
So I can take cause fear, I think. Hold on.
It's remove fear.
Remove fear? Well, I thought there was a cause
fear. No, there was one of cause fear also.
Yes, there was. You're right. Sorry.
I mean, if you guys are going to cast these, you think, in the next session, then we can try and allot them all out. But otherwise, we can do that later.
I think that we're going to allot them all out because we don't know what we're up against.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
This is bare bones. We need to have everything on guard.
Far here. Be it from me to steamroll then, please.
We're certainly not going to sleep. Scroll of Charm.
You can always cast.
I think that's
cannot scroll take of that.
Sleep. Actually, am I well rested now that I've woken?
Yes, I have the same question.
I'll take that as a yes.
I'm not dignifying that with
him. What about Grease? Is that on the witch spell list?
No, sorcerer or wizard.
Okay, shit.
So can
we just sell them?
Can we explain non-lethal damage? Because I took 7 points of it with that bola.
Yeah, so basically it runs right alongside regular damage as a separate calculation. And if your non-lethal damage ever equals your total hit points, you fall unconscious. And you're not dying, but you fall unconscious.
But say I started with 10 hit points and I took 7 points of non-lethal damage, I now have 3 hit points?
Right, if your non-lethal damage ever equals your total hit points that you, like, have.
I'm just saying, after that battle, I don't get back the non-lethal damage now, do I?
No, but it's healed just like regular hit points at the same time. So if he channels positive energy and heals you for 3 hit points, you heal 3 regular and 3 of the non-lethal. It goes away. I mean, that's how I understand it.
Yeah.
Non-lethal damage is a little quirky. Well, you know,
it's hard to keep track of.
Yeah, it's a totally separate tracking thing, and very rarely have I ever experienced in a game a character actually going down from non-lethal damage.
there just to keep you on your toes, because you could die from it if it ever equals.
No, you can't ever die from it.
If it goes below your con with non-lethal, like if you took 40 points of non-lethal damage and you only had 5 hit points left, you can die.
No, it's non-lethal.
That's the whole point of it. The word lethal means kill you.
It's non-lethal.
So the worst it can do is just knock you unconscious?
Correct. Yes. Non-lethal is more often used by party characters to keep someone who might have information alive.
So right.
That, yeah, use it to subdue people.
Yeah, knock them out, stuff like that.
Good point. I must have misread it.
Okay, so... Right.
So of those spells, I already know Summon Monster 1. I don't have it prepared for today. So I would say, why don't you take that one?
Okay, sure. Cool.
Yeah, so Galabras takes Remove Fear and Summon Monster, and you take Cause Fear.
Cause Fear.
And then we'll eventually sell Grease and Remove Fear if we survive, or if any merchants survive.
No one can use Grease?
Nope.
Oh, no. That's a bummer. I like that spell.
That's a great spell, but we don't have a wizard.
One of the best.
Or sorcerer.
This is good, though, where you guys are. I just realized where you guys don't have any spells left for the most part. Now you've got some, if you can.
Right. We
pass your concentration.
Summon a monster. That would help. Cure moderate wounds potion. Who wants to take that?
You should take that.
Yep.
You have the most hit points.
Okay. I'll take cure moderate.
Or should we give it to the cleric to administer to you?
No, because I already have other healing stuff I can do. So.
You should give it to Howie.
Howie has enough spells.
Well, Howie.
I am going to take and put on the masterwork chainmail. And literally just dump my other chainmail right here, where we stand, and keep moving with a better set of armor.
Oh wow! So you just upgraded your armor, nice.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't. It what does it do really? I mean, I know it helps with like arcane spell failure and
yeah, it's maybe, your skill penalty.
Yeah, your skill goes penalty down. Goes down.
Yeah,
so it's great. It's awesome.
Wait, so if I were to wear that, and would it be the same skill penalty as like a light armor?
No, it's but it's heavy armor. It's still heavy armor.
Chainmail's medium armor.
It is?
Yeah. Plate's heavy armor.
I always forget that. Let's say
it's not a category less. It's just like less, because you have a penalty, like a numerical penalty to like physical skills based on the armor you're wearing.
Right.
So the numerical penalty is less. If for one less for masterwork, but it doesn't turn medium armor into light armor.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a giant in the distance, and we saw Cursed riding into battle, and we have the front gate or whatever has been breached, and orcs are pouring into the city. Is that what we're looking at?
It's starting to be breached. You noticed from atop the thing that there are waves of orcs attacking the portcullis.
Is there a way to shore it? Maybe we should see if we can shore up the portcullis.
You're still a ways off from there, so there's like...
we'd have to get out of
to get across town. There's other things going on right now. You're from where you are. You guys are making your way to the center of town.
Okay, but we were just getting a chance to see far into the distance.
Right,
we were 40
feet
that.
And now, Lork, you, as a side note, are also you're aware of what your mission is, and you're aware of what the situation is. But you are getting closer and closer to your home.
Right. And I got my son is in the militia.
And last you knew, he was. At home.
Right.
And your home is over here-ish. Like, so it's over here. For the fans at home, it's over here. so it's kind of like on the northwestern side of the city, right before the gates.
Let's assume Lork knows where it is better than you.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't lived there in a while.
So we should be... We were supposed to head towards the Hope Spring. Eventually, which was one of our...
Right, so right now you're securing the buildings, making sure everyone's safe, killing orcs, and taking names. So now you can make your way through the middle of the city and presumably to find out what's going on with the barricades. Maybe Lork wants to check out on his house. And also a tower on the south side just completely collapsed. And you saw a bunch of people die as that happened. So you basically now would want to make your way through the middle part of town.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
Gormley turns around and hops off the side of the tower.
Don't waste your spell.
I can cast it at will.
Oh, well, then by all means.
By all means, waste it.
Show off.
All right. Cast it on each of us as we jump off as
I
well.
I can only do it on myself.
Calabrus, might I have a hit of your wand of cure light wounds?
I'll
also take a hit.
Yeah, I will.
I'm actually going to need a few hits.
both of... Well, first, Lork, 7.
Nice.
You got 24 uses on that bad boy. You still got the old one, right?
Still using the old one.
Nice.
And you're... How much are you down now?
I'm down 8.
All right. One more shot. 3.
Oh.
And... Give you another one for good measure. 8.
All right. I'm a full. There we go.
All right. So I got one charge left in the old wand. I'm going to use it on Baron. 5.
Just going
to burn. Fizzles. Turns dark. Wand gone.
Wand Gonzalez.
Breaking over your knee.
You still need healing? You're still down?
I'm still down.
What are you down? How
many? 15 out of 19.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another shot. And yay, you're back to max.
Sweet.
Gormley, how are you feeling?
I'm at full, actually.
Okay.
Also, I'm on the ground. I'm off the tower. I'm hanging out down the
Gormley, how are you doing?
Gormley! Okay, and I'm basically fine, so we're good.
All right.
All right, little housekeeping in the middle of this battle. So you guys, would you make your way down and try to cut through the middle of town?
Yeah, Lork's going to try to keep heading towards his home and try to take care of any civilians he sees along the way.
Okay. And still on the lookout for your son.
Yeah.
As you start to walk through town, now if you remember back a few episodes ago, when you first came into the inner quarter, a boulder came flying through the air, lit the trees in the middle of town on fire as it was flying through, and that's what crashed into Sarah Morninghawk and Agrit Stanixgar's house / shop. So now as you walk through, those trees are still lit with fire, and these thick plumes of pea-green smoke billow into the air here around the middle of town.
Magic?
One second. There were three big trees that are now completely ablaze with this green alchemical fire. You just know without even detecting magic that it's alchemical fire, and the air reeks of sulfur and ashes.
Brimstone.
So, yeah. As you start to walk through, it becomes very, very, very thick, and the air is reminiscent of what you guys had to deal with when you were fighting with Sarah Morninghawk.
Just to remind you, they're out there.
That's Sarah.
As you come closer to it, you see this woman, this green woman in the middle of it, like reveling in the destruction. And she's like... breathing in this air, and it doesn't seem to be affecting her, but you yourself are starting to get choked up. You can't really see because there's a lot of smoke, but she's got some sort of chain she's holding onto. And at the end of the chain are three rabid-looking dogs.
Oh, gross.
And she comes,
whoa,
always comes with right out of the smoke as the smoke kind of surrounds all of you. Roll for initiative.
Oh, I was gonna say, Gormley, it's time to shoot another crossbow bolt.
More fortitude saves. Awesome. Ooh. All right.
One of the dice I was using. Oh, this is your kind.
Sweet. Okay. So, where my 20s at?
23.
24 for Gormley.
Oh, Gormley, never one to...
Wow. To disappoint on the old initiative rolls.
You know who you can thank for that? Howie. The green sting scorpion.
Thanks, Howie.
All right, so you've got three dogs and this orc beast tamer. Lork, what'd you get?
18.
18 for Lork?
I'm sorry, 17.
And Galabras?
12.
12 for... Galabras. And what's your initiative modifier?
0.
0. Okay. I'm sorry, Lork, what'd you say you got?
17.
17, and Baron was 23. In the 20s. Okay.
23.
Remind me how, if I wanted to read one of these spells, or read the scroll to cast the spell in combat, I'd have to roll.
If it's summon monster 1, you don't have to roll anything, because you're already an expert at the spell.
It's not that.
Oh, that's right. If it's cause fear,
yeah.
It depends on, did you look up what level cause fear is?
Wait, you still have to roll if you're in combat, though.
Not if you're not under immediate melee attack.
Yeah, not
that's
in
what
melee.
I'm saying, though. That's what he was asking.
Level
like
one.
Like when the Scald tried to cast it, he couldn't.
No, I don't think he's asking if he's under attack. Right. Just to read it in general.
Okay. So, but what if we're in a combat situation, I would have to. I can just read it?
Yes. It depends on what level is the spell.
Level one.
Then, yeah, you can just read it.
Oh, great.
It's a spell from your
class,
from your list of a level you can cast. So you can just read it and cast it. As long as you're not under a melee threat, immediate melee threat.
Great. All right, cool.
Okay, so this cloud surrounds all of you. This smoke is billowing. A couple things are going to happen. Everyone has concealment, just as before. You can't see 5 feet in front of your face, so you got to roll a D100 for every single physical attack.
And it's partial concealment, like 20% mischance?
20% mischance, yeah.
Okay.
Also, you have to tell me how you want to deal with this smoke inhalation. Is mm-hmm. there anything you're going to do to try and combat it?
Yeah, I want to dip a cloth into water, like just water on the ground or out of the well that was there, and wrap it around my face.
Okay. What do you want to do, Galabras, if anything?
I'm going to create water, and I'm going to, like, tear my tunic and, like, into squares, like give everybody who doesn't have one, like dip it in the water and or just create it over the squares. We could cover our mouths with it.
Okay. So you guys all
I'll
take that from
Glabbers.
Okay. So roll a fortitude save and you get a +2 for doing that.
Okay.
Critical fumble.
Okay.
18 for Lork.
Lork's fine.
22.
Glabbers is fine.
Fortitude?
Mm-hmm.
16.
All right. It's only Gormley.
It's a 5, if that matters.
Gormley.
They took her germs.
I read that this name was anglicized to Barbara.
Gormley, you are nauseated.
Oh, that's...
And it is your turn.
Oh, well, we have that stuff.
Remove sickness.
We have
the thing from the bartender.
We have the vials of
soothing
syrup.
It is just so you know. It's Gormley's turn, and nauseated means you can only take a move action. You cannot attack, cast spells, or concentrate. But it is your turn.
So if I were to take one, how long do I know how long I'm not going to be nauseated for? Am I nauseated for permanent?
Right now. You're nauseated for one round.
Okay. Should I take one of those soothe?
You can't.
Who has them? I can't even. That's not,
like, let's assume that if we didn't divide them up, that if it helps people, probably Galabras has them.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you can't do anything but move. So you can move if you'd like. Otherwise, that's it.
Just so you know, with Soothe Syrup, for 1 hour after drinking Soothe Syrup, you gain a +5 alchemical bonus on saving throws made to resist effects that would make you nauseated or sickened.
Oh, so I would have had to take it before?
Yeah, it still will work.
All right, I'm going to ready in action.
You're going to have to keep making these saves.
Can I ready in action?
Sure.
When I become not nauseated, I'm going to evil eye the dog handler? Or does that not work?
No, because that's going to be like a next round.
Next round,
yeah.
All right, so I'll just stay where we are.
Yeah, I mean you can hold your move action, or you can take a move. But
all right,
yeah,
I'll hold my move action in case
you
I
basically
want to
make that save next round, Baron.
So I can't see more than 5 feet in front of my face, correct?
I mean, you can. How does it work? You can see to attack.
You can make out shapes.
You can see.
Yeah.
So how far away is she? She's like 25 feet away?
You can reach her.
No, she's a lot more than 25 feet away. She's like 50 feet away.
No, she's
35 feet away. Or 40.
Yeah, 30 something.
She's 30 feet away.
So I'm going to move 10 feet closer.
Okay.
And I am going to fire at one of the dog shapes because I don't think I'm going to really be able to disable her, and I think these dogs are going to get up close in our face. So I'm just going to I'm going to up close and deadly the one to her far left. So, that one. Fumble.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Which, I don't know if I need to take a card to you, but my weapon misfires, and it currently has a broken condition.
Yeah, we said before that you take the broken penalty, and then you roll again to confirm the fumble. If you confirm the fumble, then you take a card.
Okay. That's a 17 against touch.
So it's just broken.
Okay, so I'm done.
Barone. Okay, it is Lork's turn.
I'm going to try something here I've never done before. Lork is going to take a 5-foot step here. And he is going to brace his long spear against a charging attack from the dogs. So if the dogs are released on him and they run at him, in that attack of opportunity, if he hits, he does double damage.
Okay.
I like that.
So he's basically bracing the spear down.
And sure enough, on the next turn, she releases the chains and the dogs come running. The first dog runs at Lork.
All right. So I get an attack of opportunity. 15.
15 hits.
Yeah. All right. Oh, back to the 1d8. Oof. 24 damage. Maximum damage.
You impale the dog through its throat, and the spear comes out its asshole. It's dead.
Wow. Awesome.
Now, you can't do that multiple times, can you? Or
I would think not. I mean, it's not an attack of opportunity. It says if you use a readied action to set a brace weapon against a charge, you deal double damage on a successful hit against a charging creature. So, I mean, it doesn't say anything about it being an attack of opportunity.
Right.
It's a readied action, so
but
maybe...
you don't have... you can't take multiple attacks of opportunity, right?
Right.
But that wasn't an attack of opportunity.
That's what I'm saying is the bit of the question mark. I mean, it's a readied action against these things, so right. I don't know if that counts as my standard action or if he just ran into my thing and I was ready for it.
Right now, I think you have one attack of opportunity left, but you can no longer... you've already readied that action. You're no longer bracing for...
Oh, I gotcha. So I could...
But this one...
So I could do it again. But it would be an attack of opportunity and not double damage, is what you're saying.
Got it. This dog rushes right up to you and you get your attack of opportunity.
Just because of the reach.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a dog. It wouldn't know any better.
9.
Misses. So it goes to bite you, because that's what dogs do. Critical threat for the bite.
God damn it. Little bastard.
18.
Hit.
Confirms.
Concealment.
Oh.
Oh, well... Yeah, I didn't roll it, but I mean, it ran at my spear.
But no, but it wasn't an attack.
Still.
It wasn't an attack.
Right,
so
yeah,
that works. 93, yeah, that works. Not too bad, Joe. 4 points of damage on a critical bite. And then the other dog rushes at Baron to bite him. I'm just going to roll my D100 with it. 80, and it hits. Four points of damage. Just latches onto your leg.
That's actually a pretty good dog sound there, buddy.
Hey.
Frank Welker, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Welker.
And the other one, the mad woman, her perch, she's like, my dog! My sweet dog! Steps up and throws a javelin at Gormley.
Ooh, shit!
Bitch. I'm rolling my D1 Hondo as well. Misses, and because of concealment, missed.
Nice.
The javelin sails over your head. And it is now Galabras' turn.
I am going to... Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to take a shot at...
I see, I'm going to take a shit.
I'm going to take a shot at the Beast Mistress.
Okay.
With the crossbow. And miss.
All right. And round two. Everybody roll a fortitude save. Remember, you get a +2, but now it's DC 16.
Lork passed.
Gormley passes.
Good.
23.
20.
All right.
Whoo, the whole crew.
And Gormley, you start fresh. You don't want... It's the consecutive nauseated stuff where bad stuff starts to happen. Ugh, so you guys are reset and good, and now it is Gormley's turn. You just wipe vomit from your chin and go.
So Gormley's going to evil eye the Beast Mistress. Does concealment have an effect with that?
No. No. We said that before. It's not an attack.
All right, great. So she'll evil eye for AC.
Okay, a little will save action. 20. So
so for one round.
One round, she is...
And Gormley will cackle to extend that to two.
You son of a bitch.
Always with the cackling.
All right, so that'll be until round four. Okay, it is Baron's turn.
You okay, got this dog so up in your face.
I am going to... So I have a feat called Quick Clear, which allows me to remove the broken condition from my firearm as a standard action. As long as I have one grip point, I'm going to use my only grip point to change that to a move action. So I'm removing the broken condition. With my alchemical cartridge, I'm going to rapid reload as a swift action, and I'm going to shoot this dog in the fucking face.
What a ridiculous character.
It is. It's insane.
Got 40 feats, 19 grip point.
Whee!
A 24.
Oh, man, you just shot this dog.
That's one dead dog, man.
Ah, shit. Two.
2 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like that Justin
throw. Oh, should I do concealment, too?
Yes, yeah. You should.
So I'll just roll two of these.
That's correct.
So I'm rolling for the big digits first. 20.
And gotta then roll.
Little digits.
I'll get a zero.
24.
All right.
All right.
So 2 points of damage?
Damage.
Oh, poor puppy just bullet grazed off its cheek. And now it is Lork's turn.
Okay.
Nice use of the brace function, by the way.
Yeah, I'd never done it.
Bottle right. Cap, perhaps?
Lork will Lork will take a stab at the dog. 18 to hit.
That's going to hit. Poor little pup.
And I rolled 83 on concealment, so we're good. 6 points of damage.
And it dies.
It's down? Yeah. All right, beautiful.
Nice. You killed a dog, another one.
Congratulations. Murderer!
Like I'm more of a cat person.
PETA, if you'd like to email Lork.
I hereby present you with the Michael Vick Award for most deadly against canines.
Too soon.
Don't worry. Don't worry, nerds don't watch sports.
That's right.
I'm going to take one step up toward the chick.
Step up. Okay,
to the streets?
The one dog that's left goes to bite Baron, right? It's the dog in front of Baron, yes? And it misses the poor little pup with its last bite.
Could you make him sound more like Cujo or something so that we don't feel bad killing him?
It was just a Pomeranian.
Like, oh God.
Three beautiful Pomeranians. And Lorcan paled one of them.
Yeah, they were on their way to a dog show.
They were just coming up to lick your face.
You get her busy bee.
It jumped to get Reach's face and then fell on his upturned spear.
This guy the woman throws another javelin at Lork. 14 is going to miss.
Miss right off the armor.
Ting. And now it is Galabras' turn. You guys are pros now.
All right, I'm going to reload with a move action and take another shot at the Beast Mistress.
Beastress.
13. It's a miss, I assume.
Not with Gormley's evil eye. It is a hit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I know
that.
I say what? That a lot, okay. Like just for flavor, but it's actually true. Like it wouldn't have hit.
It's a hit.
Yeah.
With, I beat concealments. And oh, 8 damage, max damage.
Holy shit! Nicely done.
Capital A. All right,
that's what you get for using dogs as a weapon.
All right, you know what that means. New round, new fortitude save. DC 17 this time.
Be really tough. Failed. Work failed.
So does Gormley.
Finally.
Oh boy.
As is tradition.
I failed too.
Oh, Baron.
Is this a poison spell or spell-like ability?
No.
Okay, so I rolled a 15.
So everyone failed.
Everyone failed.
So you're all immediately start vomiting.
Right.
And you're all nauseated for this round. So the you can take a move action, Gormley.
Gormley will hold.
Jeepers, it's gonna get even harder next round. Baron.
I'll take a fucking 5 foot step backwards.
Lork.
Can I drop my spear and draw my bow as part of this move action?
Is that a move action?
We always say it's part of a move action.
That's fine with me then, yeah.
And the dropping is free.
Sure, drop free.
All right, then I'm going to come back 20 feet.
Don't forget to pick up your weapon.
Well, are you going to move and draw? I mean, that's how we normally do it. It's all part,
yeah,
of,
it's part of a move action.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, and now the...
How far is this smoke encapsulated? I mean, it's... How deep... Can we get out of it? And still, like, attack from range? And remember, bows have, you know, I can shoot 150 feet, 200 feet. Like, is it a feasible option to get out of the smoke, right, and still
shoot
her?
If you moved your max...
Movement
away next round, you would be out of it. But I don't know if you take a penalty to the range at that point.
Well, I would tell you what the range is. Right. You can let me know.
But yeah, if you move your max distance out next round, then you will be out of it.
Yeah, anything up to 200 feet. So 200 feet is the first time I take a penalty.
Oh, so yeah, you would be out of it.
Yeah.
But you have to walk through it to get through town.
Right.
Okay, so the dog steps up to gnaw at Baron.
What a great 5 foot step.
20 hits.
Shit.
These guys don't do too much. 3 points of damage. But just, Baron, you're the right size for a dog to just be gnawing at your crotch and stuff. And now the beast tamer woman steps up.
Oh, mother.
Yeah, she's not.
Bucket.
She's
no one steps on a church in my town.
She now swings an orc double axe.
Mother.
At
ya. Bucket.
And misses.
Whew. Did you do concealment on the dog?
I didn't. Thank you for reminding me. 44. Galabras?
Gelabras.
I'm going to, with my move action, I'm going to reload my light crossbow.
Okay.
Ching.
All right. DC 18 fortitude save.
It's going to get unpassable.
Got it.
Wow.
Lurk failed.
25.
I passed.
Passed? All right, so Lurk's the only one that didn't make it through. The guy that needed to...
The most.
Anyways, but at least you can take this turn to move away. Okay, now is that your second fail in a row, Lurk?
Yes.
All right, that... so you're also going to take, for what it's worth, you take 5 points of non-lethal damage, and you continue to be nauseated. And you just get this sense that you don't want to fail a third one. Gormley.
What round are we in? Is she still hexed, the beast mistress?
She's hexed for six,
she's,
right?
She's hexed until next round.
Oh, right, she failed.
No, she succeeded, but then you cackled. It ends after this is the last round.
All right,
I have it written. It is written.
So Gromley's going to cackle to extend that.
Okay.
And then she's going to fire her crossbow at her. She's going to take the minus four.
All right.
13.
Because that's what Galabras hit with. Is a 13. That shouldn't be a hit, but it is. Yep.
It shouldn't be a hit, but it is.
And it is.
94 on the concealment.
I thought she said 94 damage. I'm like, she's dead.
Ooh.
9 points of damage.
Yeah. Awesome.
9 points of damage, and she had 9 hit points left.
Yeah. Nice.
So she is ferociously still standing. Baron, you're standing there next to a dog.
Can I do a quick perception check to tell how injured the orc mistress is?
Mm-hmm.
19.
She's got one attack left. You just know from having fought now a couple dozen orcs that she's got one last-ditch effort.
Reloading my weapon, and I'm going to put my gun up to her temple, and I'm going to say hello to your mother for me.
I don't even know what that means.
This is a 15 against touch AC.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. If you get her below con.
8 points of damage.
Concealment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and my consumer.
Thanks, Kit. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it.
I get really mad when anyone else says it to me.
Oh,
he
30.
Made he made it.
30, yep. Okay. She is still kicking. Shit. She gets a licking.
Shit.
And keeps.
Someone help me kill her before I get nauseated.
Nope. Lork, you are vomiting. The dog bites Baron again.
Fuck this dog.
And it, somebody's getting a phone call. The dog misses, and then the dog runs out of the smoke. It's choking from the smoke, and the dog takes off. Heaver. And then the orc beast tamer. Now, if she has two attacks, she can't use them, right? Because with ferocity, you just get that one last attack? Yeah, or do you get a full attack action?
No, you get one standard action or one move action.
Wait, so I took her below zero then?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
No, she was below zero already.
I shot her with the crossbow.
You didn't get her enough negative comp.
Oh, I would have just ran away then. Oops.
And she hit with a 19.
Fuck, her left.
On her last
that hurts, man.
Move. It's a,
now you're just wasting charges on our wand.
Is there concealment? Is there concealment on that?
Nope. There is. Thank you. 84. She right as she's falling to the ground just gashes you for 8 points with a orc double axe.
8 points?
And then falls to the ground as her last living dog at least gets to run off and be free and maybe start a new life as a chicken.
Shit, I'm sorry I didn't realize that she was.
Oh, man. So we're out of combat?
Yeah.
Can we run through this cloud? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah.
To the other
side. I'm
going
to the other side, or if you want to, like.
I'm going to check her body before I leave.
Sure.
Twenty-five.
Okay. Roll a fortitude save real quick. Your friends have all run off.
16.
Okay. So you're just like, you're vomiting on her corpse. But you're able to discover 2 potions of cure light wounds, 2 vials of acid, leather armor if you want it.
Regular leather armor?
Yep.
Okay.
Or an orc double.
What are the vials?
Acid.
2 vials of acid. An orc double axe, obviously. 36 gold pieces.
Yeah.
And a scabbard that looks rather special.
Ooh. Does it have gemstones on it?
Or
anything metal?
No, it doesn't. It just looks really nice. Really ornate.
Okay, I'll take everything but the leather armor and the battle axe. And I will run out towards my friends.
Just covered in puke.
No, it's on her. It's not on me.
Oh, that's right. It's dripping.
I'm a projectile vomiter. I didn't just go like a baby.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's an affliction. Okay. So he comes running out. He's got two potions, 2 vials, and this really pretty scabbard.
These short little legs.
These tiny little legs.
Fuck you, man. No, I don't care. I'm a better height than you. I just have to get in that dwarf mindset. I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Nice job.
So
good call.
Do we have any idea
the wet rag over your mouth that you wouldn't have got bonuses, so you might have saved a little less.
Do we have any we got bonuses? Fuck me. I'm kidding.
please don't.
Do we have any idea why she was totally unaffected? Was she wearing an apparatus or was she just so hardy from her orc genes that she was able
to? Well, it's some sort of I mean, the alchemical fire itself, the wildfire, for lack of a better term, I mean, it's from them. They made it, so, you know.
Right, but napalm's from us, and if we get stuck in napalm, we're going to burn to death.
Right, but it's,
you know. Roll a retroactive knowledge local.
I cannot do that.
If somebody wants to.
But he could do, he has knowledge alchemy.
21. Oh, can I do knowledge
alchemy? Sure.
21 knowledge local.
Yeah.
What did I roll?
10.
15.
I'm sorry, 18 knowledge local.
Yeah, she had this sort of wild look in her eyes like she had just taken something.
Oh, drugs.
And so that would have.
She was all hopped up.
Yeah, some sort of potion
Smack.
Or something that would have.
PCP.
You guys want to get wet?
Oh my god.
Ride the snake.
Yeah, she probably was taking something to.
Ride the snake.
You got to think if, like, these guys infiltrated the town and had this plan to do this and alchemical fire and whatnot, they also gave all their people, like, things to.
Stim packs.
You know, steel themselves against this
right,
stuff.
Right.
Chemical warfare. It is what it is. It really is chemical warfare. Everybody roll a perception check.
12 for Lork.
18.
9 for Gormley.
Galabras.
11.
Ooh, very low perception.
So you guys get through the smoke. You just wipe and puke and blood off of yourself. It's like, oh, God. And only Galabras hears down an alleyway to your right. You hear these, like, guttural voices of orcs. And we're nearing Lork's home. We're not too far away from that. But Galabras hears... just like in this kind of rough common, move an inch and five of my best will come to join us, and they won't be as friendly as we are. Right, Ernsel? Right!
What was that?
Ernsel. Could you say that again?
Move an inch and
five of my best will come join us, and they won't be as friendly as we are. Right, Ernsel? Right!
Who's Ernsel?
Oh, the blacksmith, right?
The lady that left, the former blacksmith that worked at Clamor for a very short
time. Wasn't that
time
the name?
On the Hope Knife.
Is that right?
It'd be great if we had a spreadsheet with all these names
on
it.
I'm looking.
By the way,
yes, that's what, it was the apprentice
some,
that was
I
on
need some
receipt.
Mega healing.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, shit, of course.
Mega healing.
And you hear, please, please, please don't, please.
All right, before we do anything, I'm going to use the wand on Baron.
Three.
Do it again. For six.
Nine. Oof. I'm going to swallow my potion of Cure Light Wounds, too.
Since we just got two more.
We have so many. So I'm going to swallow one of those.
Okay, so we have one more. So who's going to take that?
Nine.
Not me.
So I already, I'm plus carrying one on that, so too.
You're carrying one?
Yeah.
So carry another 19. One. Okay, so now you have two.
I didn't want to keep it from other people if they needed it. Trying to be courteous.
Yeah, I'm sitting on one and a cure moderate, so I don't need it.
Would you like to hear about Ernsel, or did we decide we knew?
Yeah, tell us about Ernsel.
I'll read this from, because it's just too good. Most likely a fake name. This half-orc took a job working at Clamor only a few weeks ago and was delegated by Sarah to work on Roderick's Hope Knife order. Her name is on the receipt that was found in Roderick's room near his body. She no-showed to work about 3 days ago and hasn't been seen since. Shady shit.
That's some shady shit.
Grade A note taken.
So you guys are outside of this area here around more buildings on your way towards Lork's house and the city walls. And Galabras, you hear this happening down the end of this thin alleyway between two buildings. You notice these buildings are like, they're starting to like be burnt down to the ground, like they're in much worse shape than the other buildings. Better shape than Sarah Morninghawk's, which collapsed to the ground, but they've been like decimated and smashed through with axes. So that's what you see on either side of this alleyway. But Galabras, you hear this, someone being threatened or something at the end of that alleyway.
All right, so we're standing at one end of an alleyway. I hear these voices coming from the other end. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody what I hear. I use the wand on Baron twice. He drinks his potion. And we should probably head down the alleyway. Maybe we want to be stealthy about it.
I'll go down stealthy. If you succeed, I'll follow. 25. Nat 20. Stealthy.
I'll try it. My chainmail's a little quieter now.
19 on for Gormley.
15 for Lork.
You start walking down. And Lork is too loud. And you see the face of a woman, a female orc, look right, turn around and look right at you, Lork. So down the end of this alleyway, it's super dark. Even though like everything's kind of dimly lit from all the smoke and whatnot, this alleyway is very dark. But you are just loud enough that this female half-orc turns around and she's got like this brand on her head, like tattoo brand right on her
forehead,
and she looks at you. Roll for initiative.
Oh, it's just one after another after another.
This is really brutal, man.
Ooh, I'd probably be first.
Yeah, though. You're putting Baron in front there.
Yeah, Baron's in front. Lork's the one that caused the disturbance. All right, so
I don't know if you can.
Where my 20s at?
21
for Baron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gorms?
16.
16. Lork?
Seven. I'm sorry, six, 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 six.
Galabras?
Four.
I'm sorry, Gormley, what'd you say?
16.
16. Okay.
Shit, shit, shit.
So you see these two half-orcs, a woman, and then a man dressed in kind of badass-looking armor. I'll put that up on the Tumblr as well.
Damn.
That does not look too friendly. It's like World War Hulk.
Yeah, and yeah, it does look kind of Hulkish. And there is just a human behind them cowering, covered in bruises and blood. Fuck. Baron, you're up. Do a little long episode here. I'm enjoying this.
Is there any type of check I can do to determine which one seems hardier than the other?
You could do knowledge local.
No, I can't. Okay, so I'm going to shoot at the woman. And I'm going to say, ladies first. God, Jesus. 21 against touch.
21 against touch is a hit.
Flew right out of the tray again.
3 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take a 5 foot step diagonally backwards to be side by side with Lork.
Okay. Lork, do you have a spear or what do you?
Bow.
Okay. So the one in the armor comes up to Lork. And.
Do you have the spear, Lork?
No, I had the bow. I was intending to shoot. Whatever we found down the alley.
And it's going to attack with its great axe, and it's going to cleave and attack both Lork and Baron.
And you know you can do that as not part of a full attack? Like he can move and cleave?
He did.
He just did?
I'm not sure.
It's okay, go ahead.
Skid, you've used Cleave before in other games, do you know?
Isn't it a full attack?
Oh, no, I don't think it is a full... I don't know, I can't remember.
No, it might not. It very well may not happen.
I mean, it's a feat, so usually with feats you...
Right. It's all right, don't worry about it. Just do it.
Okay.
Just fuck us up.
First one was... Who did I say first?
Lork, the orc.
Yeah, it's a standard action.
Yeah, I agree. I concur.
Lork, 8...
Ugh, come on. Yes, exactly.
Sorry. Oh boy. 1d12.
Ugh.
Plus something.
Two can play this game.
Just hits you for 9 points of damage.
It says full round action here on Pathfinder SRD.
I just looked it up on Paizo's website and said standard.
As a standard action, you can make a single attack at your full base attack bonus against a foe within reach.
Alright.
Any poop. So now then attacks Baron and 14.
14 is.
Does that miss, right?
Exactly my AC.
Get out of town.
Unless they're giants.
oh no. 15 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Now, you would also know, metagaming wise from Cleave, that its AC has been lowered by using Cleave, so.
Well, that's a full you attack. Do take a -2 penalty to your AC until your next turn.
That's literally exactly what he just said.
Gormley.
Gormley's going to evil eye the guy in armor.
You bitch.
For AC. For AC.
Oh, smart. Smart. That's good. Good metagaming. All right, so what's the will save?
Yeah.
Will save what you will. 20. Yeah. Made it.
So one round.
One round.
And Gormley will cackle to extend it to 2.
And what did you lower?
AC.
Oh, so even now, more? All right, great.
Okay, so yeah, now
great.
That AC so is that's good. Super low.
She whispers in Lork's ear.
I know, right?
And now it is the other, the female orc's turn. She comes up and tries to acrobatics through Baron's space. So she's going to roll acrobatics against your fucking whatchamacallit.
CMD.
And she fails. So you get an attack of opportunity against her.
Sweet.
And she ends her turn right in front of you.
Uh, 14 against touch.
Hits.
Alright. 4.
4 points of damage. Alright. Alright, she swings a warhammer at Baron.
Motherfucker. I don't like being alive anyway.
Ooh. Hits. Definitely hits. Oh, max damage. 10 points of damage to Baron.
When do I die?
negative your constitution score.
The full score, not the bonus.
The full score.
Yeah. Okay, I got a little bit of time.
but not much!
Okay, is Baron still standing, or is he...
No, he's down.
He's down. Okay. Lork. Fuck, I forgot these guys were that badass.
Can I, I had the bow. Can I drop my bow and pull out an axe and swing it at this guy in front of me?
Sure.
If I'm not moving?
Sure.
All right. I will... I keep forgetting to do this. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do a power attack. Mm. Swing at the guy in front of me. 19 to hit. And that should hit. He is minus 4.
That's
four.
The guy with... Oh, yeah. That definitely hits.
Yeah. So...
What is the power attack to you for those listening at home?
18 damage.
18, and that's with the power attack damage?
That's with the power attack.
Power attack with a two-handed weapon is an additional, like, plus 4.
It's plus 50%.
Yeah.
Of your bonus.
But you take a minus to your AC,
and
right?
It's to hit. But his AC was so low, so I was like, this is the perfect time. And it's only minus 1
so
to
power
hit.
Attack, minus to hit, but bonus to damage.
Right. So 18 points of damage.
That fucked him up.
Below 0?
Galabras. No. These guys are pretty tough.
I'm going to take a shot at him while he has the really low AC.
Okay. Minus I'm dying. Foe.
I know, but you're not going to die next round. I can challenge.
I know.
I'm
just joking around.
13, 14.
Come on, baby.
What did you do, Galabras?
Shot at him with the crossbow.
So you rolled an 18?
Yeah.
Which one was that again?
The one with the low AC.
The one with low AC. Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
I rolled 18.
Fuck yes.
There
7.
We go.
7 damage.
7, all right.
All right. God. Nice shot.
Round.
Galabras.
Ooh. Baron unconscious. this armored fuck, swings its great axe at Lork O'Brien. that's definitely a hit. 26. Oh boy, I'm rolling fire over here. Okay, not too bad. Could have been a lot worse. 8 points of damage. Gormley? Gormlow?
Gormley's gonna... Gormley's gonna fire the crossbow at armor guy.
Okay, minus 4 to attack.
Yeah. That's not gonna be good. 8.
8, no.
Okay. And she'll reload.
Okay, and then...
No, she'll cackle to extend the hex.
Oh, wow. Oh, because you didn't move, right?
Yeah.
That's smart. So now that's going to last till the 4th round. Okay, the female orc. This is some fucked up stuff going on here. Okay, the female orc is going to, now that Baron is down, is going to come around and attack Galabras. Didn't want to. But
yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
It was right there. I wanted to get around and flank. And it's going to do a power attack. So less chance of hitting with a warhammer.
But more damage.
14?
It's a miss.
14 misses.
Thank Christ. Oh, my God.
I was going to force a potion down Baron's throat, but then I figured Galabras would channel.
Not if Galabras is fucking dead.
Galabras can't get me back to 0.
Yeah, so. I can't. Yeah, that's
so my channeling. The female with the tattoo on her head swings the warhammer with all of its strength and swung too hard. Misses Galabras Lork.
It's my turn?
Yes, sir.
I am going to... Fuck, I am in an impossible fucking position.
Alright, try to kill this guy, like.
But it's just not gonna work.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
Alright.
Oh,
I'll swing
faith.
At this guy.
He's got a -2 to his AC.
-4, right?
I still got a -4, yeah.
Well,
no, he's just a -2 because he didn't cleave this round.
So 15?
15 hits still.
Oh, alright, that'll do it then. Should, at least. I'm forgetting what the power... 10 damage.
Alright, he is in the neg zone.
Oh, well, that's still gonna fucking fuck us up. That's what I'm saying.
But wait, is he... He's an orc, or is he a human?
No, he's an orc.
Okay.
Galabras.
Have you tried doing the power attack?
He looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, right, okay.
That's actually the mini, of course.
He's wearing green paint, okay? He's
not... Oh, wait. No, I can still move, so I'll take a 5-foot step back away from him, then.
Like, where Baron's head is? Okay.
Kicks Baron out of the way.
Do you provoke an attack from the woman?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's just a 5-foot step, so I'm good.
I'm gonna also take a 5-foot step away from this ugly lady and channel. Again, I'm gonna use my gold-plated Roman dice.
Come on, make it a good one, Skid. Make it good.
Two. But at least Baron is stabilized.
So I won't lose any hit points now, but I'm right. going to stay where my negative...
Yeah, you're still unconscious, but you're not going to keep bleeding out.
That's good.
All right, round 3. Baron, you're still down.
Take a little
vacay. All right, the big guy. Steps up to Gormley. And we'll do a cleave on Gormley.
I thought he was at the negative.
And we'll...
He moved and he died.
He moves and dies.
Yep.
Oh, boom. Wait. 5-foot, you can't 5-foot step?
That's a move action.
It's a move action. Okay. So...
does he have any bullets?
He's kind of limited in what he can do. I guess he just chucks a javelin then at Gormley.
All
right. I forgot he was at negative.
His final act.
15.
Miss.
And the javelin.
Mage armor!
Flies over.
Boom!
You still have mage armor?
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Oh, I thought it was like a miss.
Alright, Gormley, as the javelin flies over your head.
Gormley's gonna force a potion down Baron's throat.
Okay.
Cure light wounds. 1d8, right?
Plus 1.
3.
Did that do it?
Still negative 1.
Damn.
Oof. Okay.
Something.
Now the girl looks panicked. And
Ernsel.
And she
surrender or die.
She power attacks Lork with the warhammer. Misses.
Thank God.
And now it's Lork's turn.
Lork will power attack back. 16.
16 exactly hits.
Perfect. I'm trying to remember the power attack math. Okay. 17 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
17 points of damage?
That masterwork great axe is disgusting.
That puts her in the negative.
Nice. 10 on a d12, man.
So now it's Galabras' turn. Don't forget, you guys have just been killing these people left and right. This person's in the negative, and it's a while until this next turn. Galabras, you're up.
I'm going to step up here and use the Wands of Cure Light Wounds on Baron.
You're a real mensch.
I try. 5 points.
Nice.
Troy's hint is not... His point is well made that we have not interrogated any of these people about their strategies.
I think I'm going to start chugging my potions of mage armor and or take medium armor proficiency next round. 14's pretty low. It's or get a medallion or a natural armor or something like that.
Yeah, that'll help.
It's real low.
It is Baron's turn.
So, from my reclined position, I'm going to reload my weapon. And I'm going to say...
You going to waste a bullet?
From hell's heart, I stab at thee! No, I'm just going to wait. Probably. She can't move towards me.
No, she cannot.
No, I'll just stand up. How about that?
one action left unless you stabilize.
And I'll reload as well.
Okay, Gormley.
Well, all right, so she's in the negative. So we can't.
Yeah, so we can stabilize her after she goes unconscious if we want to question her.
You can kill her, you can stabilize her, you can let her die, but she'll have one more attack.
So yeah, it's fine. Just let her die.
Yeah, right? Don't shoot her with a crossbow bolt.
You don't want to ask her questions, though.
Yeah.
No,
well, you'd need to stabilize her to stop her from dying.
We've right, but what I'm saying is just damage. Don't kill her now, and right. And we can stabilize her after she goes unconscious. Yeah.
I'll hold.
Okay, Gormley holds. And
or already in action. If something happens that she moves towards me to attack, I will full withdraw.
She takes a step back and just yells, come at them! And falls to the ground and is now dying. And it's Lork's turn.
Lork is going to chug a potion of Cure Moderate Wounds.
Okay. Galabras.
Should we stabilize her? Or should
yeah,
we
wait? I'm going to run up and use a healer's kit to stabilize her.
Okay.
Well, you can. It's a cantrip for you to stabilize.
Oh.
Right? It's a zero level spell. Or am I thinking of.
Actually, it's a zero
level spell. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I stabilize her with the cantrip. Or Orison.
Can I have that heal kit then so I could stabilize you if you go down? Sure. Or should I just take it from you when you're dead?
Yeah. Take it off my cold dead body. Okay.
Are we still in combat?
No, you are currently out of combat.
Okay, so I am.
So just to describe the scene, though, Baron's on his back. He's reloading his gun. Lork is chugging a potion. Galabras just stabilized Urnsel. And Gormley, you're.
I readied an action.
You're just ready. You're just kind of like moving back and forth, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next? And then there's this man cowering in the back of the alley that's been all, like, fucked up by these two.
I mean, if we're out of combat, Lork will chug the potion and then he'll walk down the alley to help, lead the guy out to the, tell him to go to the longhouse.
I'll tie Urnsel up with the hemp rope we got from the man in the well.
Yeah, so while they take care of Urnsel, I'll take care of the guy.
And the guy's like, oh, thank you, they were killing me, they were sticking me with needles, you saved my life.
What do you mean, sticking you with needles?
I don't know. They were just prodding me with these things. I feel sick.
All right. There's a triage tent back at the barricade. Get yourself back there and get some medical care.
Where is that? Down that way?
Yes, over here on the map.
I'm not even from here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Last Wall. I'm just visiting a trade partner.
Oh.
Please, I thank you so much. I know for sure my life was almost over. Take this. And he hands you this, these beautiful platinum merchant scales.
Dope.
He's like, thank you, I was just here on business, and you saved my life. Please, save the rest of them. I gotta go.
He bolts. Gormley's gonna search the body of the Hulk orc.
Yeah, good call there.
19 perception.
You find 3 potions. You also find a masterwork breastplate, another masterwork great axe, and 124 gold pieces.
Yeah, nice. There we go.
And spellcraft the potions?
Sure.
You said 124 gold?
Yes.
26 spellcraft.
Ooh, you find a potion of bull's strength, a potion of enlarged person.
Oh.
Caster level 3rd. And a potion of cure moderate wounds.
Excellent.
All right, I'll take the potion of cure moderate wounds, you said?
Yeah.
All right, I don't need that.
Yeah, I'll take it. I just used mine, so let's take another one.
Ernst was like, just kill me, please. Just get it over with.
For the rest of our healing needs, do you have enough charges to just charge us back? Should we save our potions? Or?
Yeah, I can use the wand.
Okay, great.
Bull strength, and what was the second one?
Enlarged person. Just kill me and get it over with.
You'll die soon enough. But first, we have some questions.
What do you want to know?
Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? I asked you first.
You got me on a technicality. The name's Urnsel.
Gormley walks back over, sits down next to Ernstl, and with a long fingernail starts to trace the tattoo on the forehead.
Roll an intimidate check.
12.
Get your hands off of me, bitch!
I love it.
Gormley does not remove her hands.
My friend will continue to be creepy towards you as you answer all our questions.
Anybody have intimidate?
Yeah, Lork does. So Lork will step up and Lork will step up and roll intimidate. 19.
I have no options left. I'm unafraid of punishment at the hands of my orc masters. Their abuse is nothing new to me anyway. What do you want to know? My life's over anyway.
What's your deal?
Did you say you're an autumn or a spring?
I'm a winter.
What do you want to know?
What's the plan? What was the plan? What are you looking for in this town?
I don't know. It's just a small pawn in the whole scheme, I'm sure.
What were your orders, sweetie?
My orders were to oppose as an apprentice for that butch Morninghawk. I stole the Hope Knife and I hid with the other half-orcs in Trunau. That was all I was told to do.
Where were the orcs hiding?
All throughout the city. We've infiltrated the entire town.
Who is your master, and where is he?
Now I have no master, but my boss was a man named Screed. He's the mastermind behind the entire plot, and he's the one that killed Roderick. Not me. I may have stole the Hope Knife, but he killed him. You'll have to find him if you want to know more. That's all I know.
Is he here? Is he outside the walls?
Who knows? Probably not.
You do.
I don't. He keeps... I'm sure you've encountered more people like this before, and everyone that I've run into, everyone only knows a certain amount of information. He's good. But you should go. You should go before you die.
Who are you calling for? Who's coming in? Who's the reinforcements?
There's people next door. Just let me go, please.
What kind? How many people?
There's five. There's five more. And they're in that house.
Are they all shitty orcs like you?
And she points to your house.
Oh, fuck.
To Lork's shit house.
And she says there's five.
There's five.
Including Lork's dead son.
Including Lork's son, you would assume, but you don't know.
You would assume he's dead.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, Lork is going to roar and like just get ready to go in that house.
So Lork runs to the end of the alleyway, and just as you do, there are five orcs standing in front of your house, waiting because they heard Ernstl crying out.
Fuck.
And the biggest one among them is holding your adopted son by his hair on his knees in front of him, in front of like the group of orcs, and you see this, and he slits his throat right in front of you,
fuck,
and then throws his corpse into the ground.